Sheep Without a Shepherd, Chapter 24. Boys and girls, the subject matter of this chapter is difficult, so you must be very attentive, do you hear? I will try to make it easy to follow. Have you ever seen a flock of sheep? These animals walk quietly over the pastures while eating the grass, or they lie in the shadow of a few trees. The shepherd watches over the sheep so that they do not run away. They must not go astray and meet with a mishap. He protects them from the wild beasts. In the morning, he and his sheep leave the fold, and at night he brings them safely home again. What would happen if the shepherd should leave his sheep? Would all the sheep return to the fold alive? No, they wouldn't, and they would run away and go astray. In our country, they would be killed on the busy roads. In Canaan, and they would be rent to pieces by the wild beasts, by lions and bears. You can readily understand a shepherd belongs with a flock of sheep, can't you? The Lord Jesus had gone to a lonesome place by the Sea of Gennesaret. Why? Because the Pharisees wanted to kill him, as we told you. But the common people looked for him. They do not want to kill him. No, they want to listen to his preaching. They bring to him the sick, such as the paralyzed, blind, dumb, lame, and those possessed by devils. Ah, there were too many to name them all. And Jesus cures everyone who came to him. No one came to him in vain. They all are helped by Jesus. Now again, Jesus is not alone very long. Soon a great multitude comes to him. They not only have come from Galilee, but from all parts of the country, from Judea, and from the land on the other side Jordan. These people have heard about Jesus and desire to go to him. At this time, many sick and afflicted people come to him to be cured from their ailments. Jesus stands by the water. The people push in order to come near Jesus. Yes, some afflicted people do their utmost to touch his garment. Why? They believe by touching Jesus, they would be cured. A little more pushing, and the Lord Jesus would be pushed into the water. For this reason, he commands a little ship to remain in the vicinity, very near him, so that if necessary, he may enter it. All the sick are cured. Those possessed by the devil are cured from the evil spirits which torment them. One miracle after the other is performed. The Lord Jesus' heart is filled with compassion when he sees these thousands of people. He likens these poor people to a flock of sheep who have no shepherd. What does Jesus mean by this? In the Bible, people are often compared to sheep, and preachers are compared to shepherds. The preachers must instruct the people. These people were without instructors. Probably a few of you will think, that is not true. Were not the Pharisees and scribes the teachers of the Jewish people? Was it not their duty to instruct the people? Yes, that is true. But they were not good teachers. They led their countrymen astray. They did not point out to them the Savior, but they deceived the people. They taught them they could merit heaven by their own works. With this doctrine, the Jewish people would go lost. The Jews really had no good teachers. No, Therefore, the Lord Jesus had compassion on them. But he will give these people good teachers, teachers who would point out to them their sins and who would show them who the only Savior was. The Pharisees did not do that. They only taught the law of Moses. When evening has finally come and the great audience has gone, the Lord Jesus climbs a mountain. Night comes. All the people are asleep, but Jesus does not sleep. Why not? What is he doing there? He is praying. The Lord Jesus prayed often. Do you pray? Sometimes the Lord Jesus prayed long. He didn't pray as the Pharisees and the scribes, oh no, for they did it during the day in the street so that all the people could see it. That was no praying. However, Jesus prayed at night in a quiet, solitary place so that no one could see him but God only. What he prayed in these quiet nights is not recorded in God's word. How do you pray? Do you rattle off your prayers in haste? Do you ever pray seriously? Do you mean it? At this time, once again, the Lord Jesus is alone and is praying on the mountain. What did he pray? Why did he pray? I do not know, but one thing I dare say, it is most sure he also prayed for these poor people, for these sheep which had no shepherd. Among those people, there also were some who still must be converted. The following morning, the Lord Jesus calls his disciples to him. He calls a few more until he has a total of 12 disciples. I will mention their names and you must try to remember them. The children who are going to school, especially the older ones, already know them. The 12 disciples, also called apostles, are Simon Peter and Andrew, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot. Probably one of you will ask, what about Nathanael? He was a disciple of the Lord Jesus too, wasn't he? Certainly you are right, but Nathanael also was called Bartholomew. Thus, these two names are for the same man. That was so with Matthew too, wasn't it? Matthew was Levi, the publican, who was called by Jesus from the receipt of custom. The 12 men who are with the Lord Jesus probably are sitting around him on the grass. They listen silently to what the Lord Jesus, their master, tells them. They are not rich and distinguished, neither are they earls or dukes, kings or emperors. On the contrary, most of them are common fishermen from Galilee. Yes, even a publican is among them. The Lord Jesus tells them what they must do. They must work. They must begin to preach. At first, and they may not go to the heathen, nor to the Samaritans, but first they must preach to their own fellow countrymen, the Jews. But probably the Jews will not believe them. If not, they must show them Jesus has sent them. They must perform miracles. They must cure the sick, cleanse the lepers, cast out devils, and raise the dead to life again. They cannot do this in their own name. They must do it in the name of Jesus, their heavenly King. The disciples listen attentively. Probably some wanted to begin immediately. To them the work seemed interesting but also important. The Lord Jesus also desires to inform them of something else. Most likely, some of the disciples thought the people would believe them and so bring them honor. Oh no, Jesus says, if you think that, you are mistaken. The Pharisees hate me, and they will hate you too. They will persecute you, and they will put you in prison, and they will attempt to kill you. Do you think you will be honored? Do not reckon on it. You will be despised and ridiculed. You will be scourged. The disciples listen. When Jesus says this, they begin to fear. Their hearts are filled with fright and care. Probably they looked at each other. That isn't so interesting and pleasant after all. They sit together in silence and ponder. However, the Lord Jesus knows what is passing through their minds, and he desires to encourage them. Read what is recorded in Matthew 10. Fear them not, therefore. Oh, he tells them that he, as the great king, will protect them. He will keep them. God himself takes care of the sparrows, those small birds. God also will care for them. They never will be forsaken by him. Very seriously, the Lord Jesus spoke to his 12 disciples about their new labors. They will be the teachers. They will be the shepherds who must instruct the people. And they did go out to preach. They did perform miracles in the name of Jesus. You will hear more about this later.